Okay, welcome to July 12th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and for the next 5 minutes, we'll be talking about America. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hand over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. Now on to today's program. Disco dies at Comiskey Park. Evan Rood passes away. He invented the outboard motor. We'll wish a happy birthday to George Eastman of Eastman Kodak. And Reasoner wins a second Medal of Honor. All right, so now let's do this. 1979 brings a death blow to disco. Comiskey Park had seen more than its share of oddball promotions, what with White Sox owner Bill Veeck's penchant for the colorful and the offbeat. For example, a scoreboard that lit up and exploded with fireworks, and like having his players wear shorts. But nothing compared to Disco Demolition Night, staged at Comiskey on this summer Thursday evening. Anyone bringing a disco album to the game, a night doubleheader between the White Sox and Detroit Tigers, would be admitted for just 98 cents. Between games, radio personality Steve Dahl, then the morning man for rock music station WLUP-FM, would blow up the disco albums with fireworks. Dahl, who had been fired from WDAI-FM when the station switched to an all-disco format, had garnered national recognition for his crusade against what he called disco
dystrophy.
Comiskey was filled to capacity this night. The official attendance was more than 59,000, and estimated 15,000 fans milled outside the park. After the first game, which the Sox lost 4-1, Dahl ceremoniously blew up a crate filled with disco records. All was orderly up until that point. But as Dahl finished, thousands of fans stormed onto the field, tearing up clumps of sod, burning signs, knocking over a batting cage, and flinging records like frisbees. Police arrested 37 people. By the time order was restored, the grounds were little more than a grassy moonscape. The second game was canceled and later awarded to the Tigers by forfeit. In the end, some blamed Dahl, some blamed Veeck, but Howard Cosell blamed then White Sox announcer Harry Caray, saying Caray contributed to a carnival atmosphere. In reality, a handful of rowdies had taken advantage of a situation for which stadium security was woefully unprepared. 1934. We lose an American great from Madison, Wisconsin. Old Evan Rood. He invented the outboard motor for boats. It was made of steel and brass and had a crank on the flywheel to start the two-cycle engine. And in 1854, happy birthday George Eastman from Waterville, New York. He established the Eastman Kodak Company and made roll film popular. He also made major music and dentist contributions to the Rochester Institute of Technology. According to Wikipedia, his last 2 years he lived in agonizing spinal pain. And finally, Eastman shot himself in the heart, leaving a note that said, "To my friends, my work is done. Why wait?" 1965. The 2nd Marine earns the Medal of Honor. 1st Lieutenant Frank S. Reasoner, former enlisted Marine and graduate of the U.S. Military Academy, was the 2nd Marine recipient of the nation's highest honor, the Medal of Honor, for heroism in Vietnam in July 1965. Reasoner, leading Company A, attempting to secure areas near the Da Nang Air Base, was ambushed by Viet Cong. According to History.com, Reasoner and his 5-man point team he was accompanying were cut off from the main body of the company. He ordered his men to lay down a base of fire and then, repeatedly exposing himself to enemy fire, killed 2 Viet Cong, single-handedly wiping out an enemy machine gun emplacement, and raced through enemy fire to rescue his injured radio operator. Trying to rally his men, Reasoner was hit by enemy fire and was killed instantly. The medal was presented to his widow on 31 January 1867 by Navy Secretary Paul Nitz in ceremonies held at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. During the ceremony, Nitz spoke of Reasoner's willingness to die for his men. Quote, Lieutenant Reasoner's complete disregard for his own welfare will long serve as an inspiring example to others, unquote. So that's going to wrap it up for July 12th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For instance, what about that disco story? Chaos at Comiskey. Whose fault was it? I'm going to blame Howard Cosell. Why? Why not? It's an awesome story. Just makes it better. So yeah, let me know what you think. Now on to tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Ford, Ford, and Ford. So stay tuned. In the meantime, you can also hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone. And thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.